We're on page 259, Siman Resh Tes Zayin, Halacha Gimel. Resh Tes Zayin Gimel. Okay. Now, he says, Al HaVered V'Al HaKinamon. Right, I have my book with me today, the Reach HaSada book, right, which in the back. Well, a few different Sfarim have, have the different things, but I will say that the only time he has here of Bori Isvei Besamim, got very few references to Bori Isvei Besamim. Let me see. He has for mint, because mint is basically a grass. And he has peppermint, same as mint. And that is all he lists. And when it comes to, right, cinnamon, right, right, so he says, like we said yesterday, Barim Neva Summit to cover all opinions, and cloves, right, since there's a suffix as well. Since again, the reason there's a suffix is only because they may be qualified as a food, and therefore it should be Nasan Reach Tov. But therefore we say Barim Neva Summit to avoid any Shiloh. Okay, so we said Al HaVered V'Al HaKinamon, on a Vered, which is rose, and Kinamon, right, Shu or Hindi. Right, he says it changes to Ud Hindi, we'll see. Right, and it's a fragrant piece of wood. Right, so we'll see more about that. Right, because we said yesterday that it was the Kanila, which is our cinnamon. And then he says, V'yal meha vered v'yal halavona, and on rose water, rose petal water, V'yal halavona, right, which is something that comes out of a tree also. V'amatztiki uchyotze bohem, right, again, some sort of wood thing. Bari atze v'sam. So these are all bari atze v'samim. They all come from wood trees or branches or whatever. Okay, so let's go to your...
Lavender.
Let's see. Would one of these things be lavender? Right, so... I mean, again, it could be, but Vered is a rose, so again, rose and lavender are going to have the same, sort of halachas. Okay, so he says in Yud Zayin, Al HaVered Humash Anukorin Rosish, right, what we call a rose, right? So again, roses typically have some sort of smell. Now, it's interesting, he brings down that the Beis Yosef actually held that on roses you'd make a Bari Isvei B'samim, right? He says nowadays they generally just go off of bushes that are always there. So then he says, "Kamash lo mezeh afi shiroi la'achilai demer kachas umavarach Allah." Even though people would take rose petals and make some food out of it, k'mur b'sin reish dal tzifyut aleph. As we saw earlier, we do not recommend making a reach tov bracha on that of a peiros. It's not, roses are not meant to be eaten; they are primarily meant to be smelled, seen. El mevarach and bari atze v'samim. You make an atze v'samim on that, and then he says, "V'ainu al havradim hagedelim bilanos." Right, the ones that grow on trees. Havel elu hagedelim bekarka. Mevarach and bari isvei b'sam. If they actually go straight from the ground, the flower from the ground, right? Which again is typically not how they grow. So that's isvei. B'viragra mashma. Shemitzdade di'im motzi alav me'etzov. Who miskayim shon shana? Time sheni es misavish kol b'charech mevarach barati b'sam. If it grows off of a branch, right? That branch stays there. And every year produces more roses, that would be atzei b'samim, right? That's tied to the, it's a wood product. Could be the Beis Yosef would agree, but in his days, every year a new shoot of new roses would come up, So, okay. Right, our roses do grow off of stems. Well, okay. Then he says Yud Ches or Hindi. So Tov Sofer, right? Because the lashon we have in Shulchan Aruch is or Hindi, which means some sort of leather. But Tzarach Lomer Ud Hindi. Beirua Eitz Bosom Abam Eretodu. Right, comes from India. Ki Ud Hu Eitz Lashon Arvi. Right, Ud means a piece of wood. Vehindi Hainu Eretodu Shisham Ki Dulam. Right, that's where these things grow. V'ayim Mishari Chuv Mashi Kaz B'Shem Amachzik Bracha. Right, so there he quotes the Machzik Bracha, and let me just see. Oh, there it is. Right, so he says, he changed it to maybe more Hindi, not Ud, but Mar Mem Vav Resh, which again a kind of spice. Okay. And then he says, right, the next one is the Mei Vered. Hainu Bein Mei Halach Luchas Yotz Min HaVered Al Yedei Shechitasa. Right, you somehow squeezed the rose and got some liquid out of it. Luvei Mashi Yotz Al Yedei Shenishrev and Esbashamayim. Or you soaked it in water, you cooked it in water, and it created this rose petal flavor. So those would all... Even if you hold like those sheet, is that if you soak, right? Remember, we said that if you cook a vegetable, the liquid that comes out of it is bar pri adama. That was a machlokas, where that's true for fruit also. So here, even though you're taking the flour and you're soaking it or cooking it, so it's only, we have a shaila as to what bracha to make. Is if it's for eating purposes, right? For reach purposes, it's going to continue with the bracha of barei atzei besamim. Okay. Okay, and they bring down, but let's say it's an artificial flavor that's created from chemicals, so that would be a. But we'll see more about that, in the next day or so. Okay, and then he says, Chaf halavona hu kitaf shiotze meshar sha'etz. Again, some sort of sap that comes out of the tree. And then he says that, Matztiki hu min eitz shesraf shelo nosen reachtov. Again, all these are things that part of the tree. Smells that come off of a tree somehow. So again, all of them are borei atzei v'samim. Okay, let's go to the beralacha atzei v'samim. Right, so he says here. Nice long beralacha. Okay, atzei v'samim. Akasu magram achem b'chol davar shakelach shalakash. Anything that's got a hard stem. Mash melosh is afagav diyavish lebesof bekarka veinish bechar. Even though if it totally dries up. But it's always going to take atzei if it came off of a wood branch, even if it's a wood branch that dies every year. Even though for bracha's purposes, for what something's in eitz or an adama, right, how long the stem lasts and the branches last will impact whether it's a fruit or a vegetable. Right, so one place he says it's not tied to that, right? That achila and reach have different rules, and the other place sounds like they have the same rules. Right, just to tell us whether it's a tree or a grass for purposes of besamim. Does it come from a hard stem? Because if it's a very soft stem, it's not wood-like, so then mistama is just another piece of grass. We call but even if it is hard, right, does it produce these branches from, or these leaves from the wood? And the branch actually sticks around. Okay, he says, there are grasses that have inherent smells. They're not soft like grass. They're harder like a piece of wood. They grow on the ground. And if they were an actual edible thing, you'd make a bar priya adama on this thing. When we say eitz, it has to be a tree, which means something that sticks around. But things that do have a hard stem, even if it may not be a bar priya eitz for fruit, right? You're still going to make a bar atzi b'som because it does come from a hard stem. Even if not a tree, wrapped from the kashan migrates, it's called an eitz because it's a hard stem. Even if it dies out, Rachav hid them, Yehoshua and Kalev in the pishtei eitz, little wood things of flax. Bavadi pishtei min milon, right? Flax are not really trees, but it's still called an eitz. Right, or it is really soft, but it does stick around for the next year. Viteda. Right? Besamim is it a tree or is it a vegetable? We don't really know what this chilfei diyam is. The kaimelon ki haimas nisa. The kosher tchila briyaso motzi eitz. Where it starts off and produces some sort of stem. Ilan huvel kosher huv. Kenyan hazeh bari atzei v'sam v'aruch and therefore you make a bari atzei v'sam ayik l'nashanu. Hashem chenkos boriz ruv b'shem ha'aruch m'sayim al-zeh v'chenkos v'rialfis t'kaim melon ki haim asnisa t'kol shchiz b'rasa motzi alav yereku, right? That it doesn't grow off of a piece of wood, it grows, the leaf grows directly, so that's considered a yerek, that's a bari pri adama, and that's going to be an isfei v'sam. Dashikamakos maybe the Yitzchak Alfas, less the Alpha Shilfanin, the line is Vichuvosa. The Henkos, the Eshkom Shemagon, the Henkos, the Kush, the Rab, Shem, or Vachai, the Shemagon, the Mancham Hatev, the famous of the Mayor Mordechai, Shkot, Shem, or Shem, I would drum, because you do the Kane, Loma Varch, Hatsu, the Sum, in this kind of Kalali, the Hagal, Lovis, and Rish Gimel. So there are all these sheets that hold that if it doesn't follow the rules of a tree to make it a very pure eats for a fruit, it's not going to be an Atse, the Sum, and Bracha for a smell either. Even though it's still soft, right, if the stalks are hard, it's not a kash. It'll be shard to us, or some kash from him, it'll be a track in him. Right, meaning by some things they're harder, but for other things they're much softer. Well, Dina kash of the Achri after Pashi the Shas, Mustabak, and Rav, or Yaz, come around him, a chokla, a kin, you are a chbar, me, a summon, call shame, will see money, eat. If you have something that grew and it's not a real tree, right, but it's got a branch. So that's a machlokas. So therefore, you'd make a bari of someone. The chaim ashkri megalim ayir one chesh mitzadin kain ladina. Okay. Let's go back to okay. So that's all those things that grow off of trees. Let's go back to dalet al shemen afar simon mevarach bari shem shemen arev. If it is afar simon, right, sweet smelling right oil. So he says here zhut sari. Balashin Hamikra, right? So whatever it's sorry is. Vachotchana eats makafana, so you cut the fruit, right? Makafana, so the note to your man, right? And you peel it, and then the oils just flow from it. V'muska b'shas etzarin osraf hanote me'atzei ha'ketav. So you have the ketav tree, and sari is just the sraf, right? It's the sap. Okay, so you make the bracha bari shem and arev. Neishanim se b'eretz Yisrael v'hu chashav. Afar simon comes from Eretz Yisrael. So what's an afar simon? I'll look it up later. Right, so afar simon, some sort of very sweet fruit. V'hu chashav kol l'bracha ne'atzel horis ha'chashivah. Since it's so chashav to have an afar simon, right, it gets its own special bracha on the smell. Bim berach borei atzev asom, since it grows off a tree, me'atz b'di'eved, ayim b'bach b'magadam. Right, the Bach's mashma that you would be yotze. Others argue. Okay. Hey. Shemen zayi shekisosho otochono ad shechazer reicho nodef mevarach labari atzei v'samen. So, shemen zayis. So what does that mean? Shekatcha perish. We'll go to Chavdalad. So he says, perish shalon nasim besocho shum besamim. El shemachmas kesishas otchinas hazayis hiskol shemen lios reicho nodef. Right? He didn't put any besamim there. This is olive oil. Right? But by crushing it, right, the oil starts, smells more. So it's bayre atzei besamim. Shazayis got the lights because it grows on a tree. There's any other fruit. If doesn't grow on a tree, so you take a mint, let's say, and you crush that. Right? Okay, so I'm not sure as to that. He's not sure about that. Right? But what about, first of all, he says it doesn't grow on a tree. But then he says, right, we just said it's in a, you know, the olive or whatever. So what about reach tov beperos? Come up and ask, it's about the husband shining shigodli mareach, v'hachin reach godli mom, elabai dexisha tachina shenas v'dialdim. Right, this is what we said yesterday, that if the smell is only temporary, we had that by the baking of the bread. So here, when you crush the olive, it's only going to have a temporary smell that's released, right? So they don't inherently have a smell that keeps on exuding itself. So doesn't have the reach right away. You have to actually cut it, grind it. Right? Well, you have to want to smell it. So, and it has to have a fragrant smell. If it's a bad smell, right? So, an onion would not qualify because not something. Because you'd have to see any food product. We said you have to specifically pick it up and want to smell it, right? And that's not going to happen by an onion, right? Unless your, you know, person is sort of a little strange, that he is picking it up specifically to make the bracha on smelling. Right, you're using an onion for food. You're not going to go into your fridge and take a whiff and say, "Okay, great, let me put it back." We'll stop here. What do you guys want to do tomorrow? We can do it after davening. We can do it before slichos. We can do it some other time.
I'm okay after davening.
Okay, Jimmy. Yeah. What?
Okay,
but I think it
can be very hot.
What?
It could be very hot or rain. Is it gonna rain?
What, tomorrow?